Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In Mattapan today, a young man who turned his life around and was trying to help others do the same will be laid to rest. In his early teens, 17-year-old Ival Brown spent his days and nights on the streets. Dealing drugs led to time in lockup. But when he got out, Brown decided to change. He started working at a community group program and picked up two jobs. One was at the City School, a youth leadership organization in Dorchester. Co-director Seth Kirschenbaum says Brown led there by example.
He was a charismatic leader, so when he was doing negative things, other people around him were doing them as well. And when he was doing positive things, people were following him and drawn to him. He advocated, and when people came for the job, he would say to them, you should work here not just to get a check, but you should work here because it's going to change your life.
So Ival Brown became a youth activist. He led rallies to lobby for summer jobs funding, especially for a federal proposal before the U.S. Senate right now. Senator John Kerry described Brown as living proof of what can happen when you give a teenager a shot. Tragically, though, Ival Brown was killed on the streets. On Memorial Day, he was fatally stabbed near his home while waiting for his mother to take him to a meeting of youth workers. Kirschenbaum hopes the teens he mentored will carry on his work.
Young people are the solution. There's really no one who can impact violence better than someone who's been through it. And there's no one who can impact transforming a community or a particular street better than someone who lives on it or is growing up on it.
Arthur Kitty knows something about that. Like Ival Brown, he was once there, on the streets, and in trouble, too. But like Brown, he's now working with teens. Arthur Kitty is a street worker with a Street Safe Boston program. We caught up with him in the Grove Hall neighborhood on Wednesday night.
What was that moment for you when you could have gone left to a life of trouble or right to what you're doing now to try to keep young people out of trouble?
I guess you can say I was in a life of trouble. I'm 31. I went to prison at 19 for 8.5 years. So during that time period, I almost remember as if it was yesterday. I was in isolation for a disciplinary infraction. And I received a letter. And, you know, it had a lot of spiritual connotations. And up to that point, I always felt like I was in charge of everything. Like, it was just me against the world. But that day, just this level of humility came over me, man. I just broke down, literally. I mean, I've never cried like that before. And I never cried like that since. But for me, it was a real cleansing process. And that day, man, I just, every book that I could read, anything that I could do to propel myself forward physically, emotionally, mentally, I was dedicated to it. And I know other people's testimony has helped guide and direct my life to a place to where it's better for me, so I want to try to share that same thing with other people that I encounter.
I would imagine that that while there may be frustrations day to day, it must be pretty rewarding.
Yeah, yeah. We wear identifiable garb, you know. They know street worker. They know the term. They know what we're here for. But they don't necessarily know me, so it's always met with a bit of skepticism. I liken my relationship to them now to the mailman approach. I know, like, when you have a new mailman in your neighborhood, you know what he's there for. You know who he is. The first few times, you may not speak to him. But after a while, it's, hey, Jim, what's your name? How you doing? And that's how they let me in.
How many young people are you working with?
Directly 16.
What's the biggest challenge?
Trying to get one of them to just buy themselves 5 seconds to think in a heated moment. That's the biggest challenge.
So that the decision they make at that moment is the right one and not the wrong one that's going to cause them a lifetime of problems.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know a lot of individuals who are incarcerated for life and some not so wish that they could just take back 30 seconds. And I always strive to convey that to them, man. 30 seconds, just buy yourself that. Just take your time. Just whatever it is, just take your time, stop, and buy yourself that moment. Also, too, even more important, I believe that there's something that is instilled within us that guides us throughout this thing we call life. I know for me, and even for them in conversations, you know, they're like, something told me not to do this. Something told me not to do that. And it's always after the fact. So what I strive to do for myself as well as them, listen to that voice when it first speaks to you. You listen to that. That's something that's embedded within you that hasn't been polluted by the world. I believe on a holistic spiritual level, I believe that that's there to protect us. And I implore them to listen to that voice. Listen to that gut feeling. Something's telling you don't go down that street. Don't go down that street.
That's Arthur Kitty. We met him this week on a nighttime visit to parts of the city where the Boston Foundation deploys Arthur and other Street Safe Boston street workers. Next week, we'll take you to the neighborhoods again.